My best podcast.
In terms of just five of your favourite Who episodes, which ones would you like to throw in then?
Ever?
Classic.
Classic Who. Let's go with my first one, which is probably The Curse of Fenric.
Good choice. Any particular reason why?
Yes, I think you get some great dark Sylph. There's some quite good bits in it of him referencing older companions and stuff. And Nicholas Parsons is amazing. I can remember being very impressed with Nicholas Parsons. You know, when there's a bit, I think, where he's kind of flagging and he has to summon up his beliefs and drive the Hemivores back.
Yeah.
And he does that. That's amazing, that bit. He's brilliant.
It is brilliant. And I think it's what the best point about it is that it's actually totally ripping off films, but it's, you know, it's such a pastiche, but it does it well.
Yeah.
And it's genuinely like a great sort of example of the Doctor meddling and being very dark and mysterious and stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was obviously one of the first episodes I ever saw. So for me, it's always going to have high regard, you know.
I can remember it from Transmission. It made that much of an impression when I watched it on the telly.
That was pretty scary at the end of the day. You know, I was like five or six, and that was like, whoa, you know. And especially it was set in Northumberland as well, allegedly. Obviously, it wasn't filmed there, but so that's not that far from me as well. And you're thinking,
ooh. There's all sorts of weirdness, isn't there, in the world?
There is indeed, yes. So where are you going next? Vengeance on Varos?
No, I don't think there's any sixie that I could say is up there in the top five. I think going then for, let's go for a third Doctor one. I think I enjoyed, what's the one with the Autons where it's filmed on film?
Spearhead from Space.
Yeah, I think Spearhead from Space. It looks amazing. It's got some great third Doctor-y bits. That's his first story, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah.
He falls out of the TARDIS. And
he's got a tattoo as well.
Yeah, he was in the Navy.
And he's in a classic sequence in a wheelchair as well, very Carry On.
Yes.
But no, that's brilliant. It's a classic sort of, it's a template for the third Doctor era.
Yes.
I really like that era. And but yeah, Spearhead's brilliant, and I think the Autons worked a lot better than they did in Rose.
They do. They're good. And you know, he has to steal his clothes from the hospital, and classic. That's happened since, hasn't it? So I like it, and the fact that it's on film and looks brilliant just helps. I think if only they could go back and redo a lot of them like that.
Yeah, it'd be nice. I mean, I haven't seen the Blu-ray. I don't have a Blu-ray, but I've heard the Blu-ray is really good.
Have they jazzed it up a bit?
I think it's basically because it's the only one on film that managed to be able to like really make it look classy, you know.
Right.
It's probably one of the better first adventures, I think, because it's always difficult to have the first adventures as a Doctor. Some of them are all right. Some of them are just downright shit, like Twin Dilemma. But, you know, some of them are kind of, like, kitschy and a bit naff, like Robot. But I still enjoy Robot, you know.
I love Robot, yeah.
Yeah, but I like Castrovalva, but some people don't, so, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good idea. We're caught in a mind, what is it, a time trap.
Brilliant. It is funny how, but I've heard people criticise it, and I can understand the criticisms of it, but I still enjoy it.
Yeah, I
imagine there's a Davison in here somewhere.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think which one I'd go for, really, because I Davison was my Doctor, so I've got fond memories of lots of those stories. But
I can tell straight away, it's The Awakening, straight away.
Is that the one? Is that the one when Nyssa drops her skirt?
No, that's Terminus.
Oh God, no, that's Terminal.
Terminus is I watched it the other night and it was so bad. I thought it would get better with Nat.
No. That is the highlight when she just takes a skirt off. And I think I'd probably go for Kinder. I think.
Ah, right, you're a Kinder fan. Yes, yeah, mm-hmm. Kinder Surprise.
Yeah, yeah, Kinder, kind of Kinder. I like it. Apart from the snake, even the snake that they've rejigged for the new version, that's still pretty crap as well. But it's got that Neris Hughes in it, hasn't it? She's
yes,
still a fine lady in those days. I think I might have talked about having my first stirrings towards her before when I was a nipper. I certainly had some stirrings when I watched it as an adult.
Snake Dance, the one with clones in, is that right?
Yeah, and I quite like that as well.
Yeah. As a follow-up. I thought you would have went for Earthshot or Resurrection or Five Doctors or something like that.
I don't know. I think Earthshock has its place because Adric dead, yeah? and the Cyberman in the wall. But it's a bit obvious. I prefer Kinder. It's got a better sort of people going mad storyline, which is always quite enjoyable in Doctor Who when people go mental.
Very much of its time, wasn't it, in terms of it looked like a pop video or something, didn't it?
It did, yeah, it did. But that was the 80s for you, wasn't it?
Indeed, yeah. I never quite got the whole thing about Kinder. Like, I just thought it was a bit weird, and I like weird stuff, as you know, but yeah, I just found it a bit too out there.
A bit too outre.
Nah. It just I don't know, I think I kind of like the other sort of side of Davison stuff. Not Terminus, obviously, as we've mentioned, but some people really like Black Orchid. Don't get that.
No, I don't really get that. It's
or
just
King's
got...
Demon, you know. Nah.
I have got a soft spot for what's the one with the Murker that everybody hates?
Warriors of the Deep. That you've got to kitschy like it because it's that shit, but it's got the Sea Devils and the Silurians, so
And I think it's a fairly good story.
But yeah, the Murker does bring it down a lot.
A lot. And when you realise it was the two guys out of the pantomime horse out of Rent-A-Ghost, blimey.
It's not good.
No. What's a good fourth Doctor one?
How long have you got?
Oh no, there's quite a few, isn't there? If I was to narrow it down to just one, I would say probably Genesis of the Daleks.
Yeah, that seems to be the most popular one, and it is very good. It's where Davros was cool. He went a bit rubbish, but
rubbery.
It's brilliant.
Well, I know that it has its detractors.
Oh yeah.
And it's a bit flabby at six parts, but it's good. I mean, it'd probably be either that or Pyramids of Mars. Ooh, it's tough. I've said Pyramids of Mars before, but today I'm going for Genesis.
I think as well, with Genesis, you've obviously got the classic team of Harry and Sarah as well. And I think...
Yeah, Harry was a good egg.
Yeah, I think that worked. I think it would be nice to see them together a bit longer as well.
Yeah. Harry, I placed my foot on a landmine.
I'm quite excited for Zygons coming out on DVD as well.
Right, yeah. I don't know if you've seen the Zygons one.
All right, yeah. It's obviously timed ready for them being in the anniversary special, obviously.
Don't spoil anything for me, Ian.
That was public.
Yeah, but remember, I don't go on the internet anymore.
Oh, jeez. Well, that was Moffat told everyone that.
He didn't tell me personally.
Oh, jeez. Well, the Ronnie's coming back as well. And that's
really?
A lie.
Oh,
you see what I did?
He spin balls.
but Genesis, I think, it is probably a little bit overlong, but around that era, six parts was standard. I mean, if you look at classic sort of poetry, some of them were seven parts. I mean, that was mental, you know.
Crazy seven parts. I mean, thinking about the amount of time that you're watching something for, the 10 parts, the War Games, the last Second Doctor story, it's bonkers. You can sit there and be watching it. It's longer than all of the Lord of the Rings films put together.
That's mad. Because these days, people never put up with that. They would just be like, oh, I'm sick of it. Do you know what I mean? It's gone on too long, you know. But I always feel like it's always just about getting warming up these days, the episodes, and then they have to end it. You know, there's not enough development. But I think you've got to have a middle ground in between the kind of 45-minute format or 10 parts.
I enjoy the 45 minute format. I enjoy the two parters, but we're not getting any of them anymore, are we? So that's a shame.
I wish we would just maybe have one in a row, you know, that is just a kind of space, break it up a little bit. Because sometimes I think episodes can be a little bit weak when you try and dash it in for 42 minutes or whatever.
I quite enjoy a lot of the leisurely pace of the old ones, because like in a six episode, you can go for about three episodes, not a clue what's bloody going on. I quite enjoy that.
It's a different sort of format that you've been used to as you've grown up. But I think if you were coming to it fresh eyes, say if you're like 18 now or something, going to the classic stuff, you just be, oh, I'm bored of this now. Do you know what I mean? I mean, don't get us wrong. There are some stories that are boring at the end of the day. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, they're just rubbish, you know, and that's fine. But yeah, I know what you mean. Because sometimes when I'm watching stuff like Demons or Inferno or something like that, you think, seven parts, you know, wow.
Yeah.
But it's worth it because it's good. So
as long as it ties up nicely and there's a good payoff, I think it's worth the investment. But it's when it kind of falters there, you think, right, I've just spent 3 days watching this and it's not very successful.
I mean, for every kind of Inferno, it's like an invasion of time, you know. So what's your final one then?
I don't know. I've done most of the good doctors.
You've done 3, 4, 5, and 7.
That's contentious, isn't it? What else can I go for? I guess I'll go for The Invasion.
Yes, that's going to be on the definitive list as well. I do like that weighs in quite a few episodes as well, doesn't it?
I think is it 6 or 8, I'm not sure.
I've got that in my head as 6 or 8, but yeah, it's a long one. But yeah, I mean, every time I go to St. Paul's, I always think of the Simon coming down. It's so iconic, isn't it, you know?
Brilliant, and, you know, you've got the brig, haven't you, in it?
It's almost like the start of the unit template, isn't it, there?
Yeah.
You know, it was a couple of years before. It's just, I think I definitely need to invest in a lot more Troughton. I've only seen like a handful of Troughton stuff.
Oh yeah, he's very good. He's very good. He lived a double life, of course. He had two families, two marriages.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, that didn't really affect his role as the doc there, but
I think it might have done. But The Invasion is great, and I love the animated episodes.
Yeah, they work as well, don't they? You know, sometimes it can be a little bit jarring, but I think they genuinely have done a good job with them.
No, they're brilliant. They really are. But apparently they were very, very expensive, and that's why there's hardly been any more done. But it's all quality.
It's that classic thing of, like, you've got the modern era and you've got an invasion, literally, and you've got the Cybermen, and they are, I mean, it was a big gap from, was it Invasion to Revenge of the Cybermen? It was quite a big gap, wasn't it?
Yeah, I like that, though. Don't you think they should rest a few more baddies?
Well, the thing is, you know, I mean, obviously, the Cybermen have recently been, I think the last time they were good was probably Age of Steel.
Yeah.
And that was going back a bit. Because I don't know if I mentioned to you. No, I don't think we haven't spoken since the Neil Gaiman one, but that was all right, but I wasn't really that impressed by it.
No, it was a bit... I thought the Cybermen were meant to be scary again. They were rubbish.
There was one point where they had them going really fast and then the budget ran out. And that was pretty good. But other than that, I know what you mean. I think the Daleks and Cybermen do need rested sporadically as well. I mean, you know, the Weeping Angels, you know, should you rest them?
Yes.